Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna, and I wanted to share with you the most recent weekly channeled message. This message is from Lord Melchizedek, and it's entitled The Miracles of Your Multifaceted Self. Channeled through myself, Natalie Glasson, on the 7th of October, 2016. Within every aspect of your being and body, as you exist upon the earth, is an energy which is so incredible. An energy which is intelligent, wise, deeply loving, creative, and constantly evolving beyond anything you can conceive of in any moment. This energy can create and manifest beyond your wildest dreams, as well as transform with intention into anything it wishes to. Humanity will always try to understand and comprehend the energy within their beings and bodies. While understanding is possible, the nature of the energy almost compels us to realize that it cannot be understood. It is often when we step back and simply accept ourselves as magnificent being and body of energy, that understanding truly begins to dawn. Only with acceptance can you awaken with eyes clear from illusion to realize the miracles of your multifaceted self and inner energy. Beauty is your nature. The energy within you is both complex and simple at the same time. This encourages us to ask the question whether everything that manifests upon the earth or the inner planes is two forms of expressions of energy. Can a manifestation be simple and complicated, beautiful and unpleasant, happy and sad, or deeply spiritual and highly intellectual? Can two seemingly opposing energies exist within the same manifestation harmoniously? When we begin to realize that the Creator or the energy within us is not linear like time, nor is it singular, meaning it can only be one expression, emotion, thought, or vibration at one time, we begin to move beyond illusion into greater states of truth. Everything around you, within you, and all forms of creation and manifestations are composed of numerous energies and opportunities with the potential to become anything. This means that we cannot identify a thing or person in one way. To do so is to ignore the multifaceted nature of all of creation. When you ignore the multifaceted nature of everything, including yourself, you see, sense, and acknowledge everything as having a specific role, place, or purpose. Everything, including yourself, becomes contained within invisible boxes, limiting your understanding, expansion, and true nature. Recognizing the multifaceted nature of yourself and all forms of manifestations means you realize the numerous opportunities, energies, and creations possible within an aspect of the Creator. Further understanding of the Creator is within everything. Seemingly, this concept would mean that you could never define, describe, or label anything. To do so would be to indulge in the illusion that everything is singular rather than multifaceted. When we believe in all aspects and creations of the Creator being singular, we do not open ourselves up to the power, truth, and divine intelligence of the Creator, and in truth our own being. Instead, we become content to remain the same, to only see the Creator from one perspective, imprinting this perspective into everything we experience. It can be easy to recognize that your soul, the essence which exists within your being and body, is composed of numerous aspects of the Creator. You may also be able to recognize that different energy frequencies, qualities, abilities, and expressions create the expression of your soul that you are currently aware of. However, your soul is a manifestation of every aspect and facet of the Creator, which could be a million, billion, or trillion different energy vibrations which create a whole rather than a singular manifestation. Imagine for a moment the infinite possibilities of manifestation, expression, and experience available to you as you exist upon the earth as a multifaceted being. You may realize you hold yourself to a single identity, often with a feeling of unwillingness to change, or feeling there is no other part of yourself to identify with. This can manifest a feeling of bewilderment, an awareness of an abyss unknown to you, a feeling that you are unfamiliar and undefinable. It is important to then dive straight into the unknown and undefined energies of yourself and the Creator within you, allowing yourself to observe from a space of deep-seated love within you. With your love supporting you in your observation of your multifaceted self, you will begin to glimpse energies, vibrations, qualities, manifestations, opportunities, in truth, all aspects of yourself and the Creator. Each glimpse will not be nor become a single identity, rather an aspect that leads you to further connect with the Creator and yourself in a new way, with a new perspective of wholeness, completeness, an expansion beyond your imagination. A glimpse is simply a realization, a puzzle piece, or an aspect of a map waiting to be discovered, so you can realize and recognize the beauty of your being and the Creator. The understanding or comprehension you currently hold about yourself, reality and the Creator is created and also limited by your level of willingness to recognize yourself and the Creator as multifaceted, limitless and expansive, with numerous opportunities of creation and experience. The more you decline and ignore this truth, the more you see separation, singular energies with singular opportunities and limitations. However, it is often with this perspective that one begins to believe they are understanding everything and accessing enlightenment, when this is not the case. It is only when you enter into the abyss of the unknown within, with love in your heart, that you recognize the truth of the Creator. You begin to realize that enlightenment is not to know, understand, and comprehend everything. Instead, it is to be focused upon observing your multifaceted self within you, watching as the glimmers of truth unfold. Truth is something that is born from the Creator, with the ability to be expansive, limitless, creative, promote numerous opportunities, inspire and draw you to dive deeper into the unknown within you, while promoting love, trust, and peace. I, Lord Melchizedek, am sharing this information with you because the period of ascension we are entering into could be known as the time of the soul. With the further integration and downloading of your soul into your being, anchoring into your physical body, personality, and reality, you will notice major shifts within your being and the way you perceive yourself as well as others. Your perception will shift to be aligned with the perceptions of your soul. The perceptions of your soul are far more expansive than the ideas and concepts of your mind, ego, and emotions. As a human being, you have predominantly perceived your present and future from the seat of your past experiences. This will no longer be the case. Imagine for a moment what the viewpoint of your soul might be. To share an example, your soul would perceive others as souls as well, as spiritual beings existing within human bodies. Your soul would perceive you as limitless, able to achieve anything you wish, with the resources you need available to you. Your soul would act from a place of love, peace, and the desire for harmony and unity. The greater presence of your soul may not mean you become more spiritual. However, you will notice your greater capacity to love, to be compassionate, to create peace, and maybe even manifest miracles from the blissful vibrations within you, aligned with your intentions. You will notice the presence of your soul the most in the way you perceive from a seat of love, that your relations with yourself and others become so much more loving, and you feel supported whatever is occurring within you and around you. Such a simple transition, and yet deeply influential and impactful upon your being, reality, and experiences. Your soul will support you in recognizing and realizing the multifaceted nature of your being and everything else around you, connecting with the numerous different aspects of a source, person, creation, experience, or even object, will mean that you allow yourself to perceive with greater truth, depth, intensity, and expansion, creating a deeper oneness and unity with all. I, Lord Melchizedek, am present to share my energy, love, and wisdom with you. Please call upon me to support the integration of your soul with your physical being and personality, as well as expanding your perspective so you may recognize the multifaceted nature of everything. Lord Melchizedek, I call forth your power, love, wisdom, and light to be of service to me. Please support the continuous synthesis of my soul with my physical body, personality, and perspective. Support me in accepting my soul as a greater embodiment within my being, aligning my entire being, especially my mind, to the pure and truthful perspectives of my soul. I surrender now to the greater aspects of my soul, wishing to ground and manifest within me. Lord Melchizedek, assist me now in recognizing the multifaceted nature of my own being, the Creator, those around me, and all manifestations. I'm ready to perceive my truth. I'm ready to awaken as my soul. I'm ready to dive into the essence of my being, unifying myself with all that is the Creator. Thank you. With eternal love, Lord Melchizedek.